Thank you. I'll do a quick roll call. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on today's JAS call on Tuesday, the 19th of October. We have Evan Leibovich, Rafik Damak, Tijani Benjima, Carlos Aguirre, Elaine Pries, Dave Kisundwayal. We have from staff Carla Valente, Glenda Saint-Géry, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. We have apologies from Cheryl Langdon Orr, Avery Doria, Sébastien Bachelet, and Alan Greenberg. If I could please also remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Evan.
Okay. Hello, everybody. And we are into the home stretch of this. Based on, as I said a few minutes ago, based on conversations that a statement that Kurt Pritz has made to the GNSO Council, staff is going to be asking the board for the ability to do a new applicant guidebook draft that will be ready shortly. And so it is the onus is on us to get a fairly reasonable statement in front of the board within the next week. So, by the end of next week. So what I'm hoping to do is between this call and the one on Friday, hopefully see if we can come to closure on things. As Tijani has stated, there, the results of the poll that was done on a couple of contentious issues appears to have come out with some results that in some ways seem either strange or a little contradictory with discussions that we've had. Nonetheless, they have been worked into the new document that you have in front of you, which is marked a draft milestone report. This was done by Avery and myself, mostly Avery, last night, finished about 6 hours ago, and incorporates both comments from the meeting on Friday as well as the survey that was conducted last week. Again, I want to thank everybody. We had very good participation in that survey, and hopefully it will give us a feel of where we could come together and, in fact, sort of solidify those areas where we really couldn't and are just going to have to make a statement where we couldn't get consensus. Anyway, what I'd like to do is go through the document. It is right now in the Adobe Connect window. I believe Avery had sent copies to everybody. Again, you should have received it within the last 6 hours. So we will be going through this document. It does have line numbers, so we will be referring to that. What you also have is a red line version, meaning that it has clearly marked the differences between what is in the previous document and the one that is in this one. So it hopefully will make clear the areas where we need to discuss. My hope is that we will not have to talk about anything that is not modified, that is marked in black, that is carried over from previous agreed versions of this. One last thing before we go ahead. Based on comments that we've received, one of the things that we hope to do after we finish this document is that Avery and I will prepare an executive summary of no more than 2 pages that will be at the front of this. The reason for that being is because if we produce an executive summary with less than 2 pages, that can go directly to the board and does not have to be summarized or filtered by staff, so we can assure that the board gets our pure vision on this and that it gets to go directly from our words into the board's ears. So having said that, without further ado, I'd like to start going through the document. As I said, you will either have it in... Now, the reason why it's called a milestone document, this is something that Avery and I discussed yesterday, and we can change it if everybody wants, but the intention was to demonstrate that we may be asking for a little bit more time to finish some of the rationales and other research that need to be done on this. So the intention was when we give this to the board not to call it a final report, but call it a milestone in saying that this is, you know, where we have got as far as the intention of ICANN to make a new draft applicant guidebook with the clear knowledge that, yes, we know that there is more research to be done and rationale to be provided, but this is what we are coming up with based on the information that we have at hand. So that is the way that we're proceeding right now, and that's why this is meant to be called a draft milestone report, because we really want to get something out within the next week or so, so we can have something in the board's hands before its next meeting, where it's being presented with other recommendations from staff for a day. Does anybody have any questions or comments before we move forward? Okay. And lastly, in keeping with what Avery has requested in the past, if anybody has any updates to their SOI, to their statement of interest, to indicate any changes to their situation that may affect their participation in this group or needs to declare, please state that now. I will assume within the next 10 seconds or so if there's nothing that we will have no changes and move forward. Okay, having heard nothing, I will go under the assumption that there are no changes in the SOI. To Jenny, your hand is up. Go ahead.
Yes. Are we producing a milestone report here? I don't. My understanding of the term milestone cannot be applied on this report.
You heard the rationale I gave just a moment ago, that the intention is to say that this is what the working group has come up with so far. We recognize that some more work may need to be done, so we may produce a further report sometime in the future. That
okay.
Is what we want.
I understand very well what you said, and we can find another title perhaps, but it's not my stone, but, unfortunately.
Do you have a preferred name for it?
We can intermediate report. I don't know.
For interim?
Intermediate report or interim report.
Would the word interim be better?
Yeah, interim report. Okay.
Okay. Does anybody here have an objection to changing that from milestone to interim? Okay, Rafiq, go ahead.
Just about interim report, it sounds that we are really far from to finish our work, so maybe it will give bad impression.
But you keep going. So you're saying even by calling it an interim report, how are we making a mistake that way?
If we say interim, it means that we are just in the middle of our work and we will have to continue. So we are supposed more to send a final report, but I understand that it's not final and we need to continue. So milestone is maybe more, I understand it's more neutral.
So what are you suggesting?
He suggests milestone, but I don't understand how it can be milestone report. That's my problem.
Okay, Carlos, go ahead.
Thank you, Ivan. For me, milestone report, draft report, or intermediate report is the same, because it's well explained into the document what is the function of this document or statement. So it's indifferent what word we put in the title. For me, three options are very well. That's it.
Okay. Well, we need to come to some agreement on this, at least so we can move forward, whether to call this interim or milestone or whatever. Frankly, the only point that I think we need to get across is that it is not the final report. It is something that we are giving to the board because of deadlines that are being imposed on us. And so this is not a final report, but this is something that gives a clear indication of where the group is.
Can we name it draft working group report?
No, because draft essentially means that we're still talking about it a lot.
Okay.
That's why the word milestone. We've made a snapshot of where the group is, and this is what we are giving to the board. Interim milestone, I personally don't care. Both of them accomplished the task. Let's just pick one and move on. Do we have a preference within the group? Okay. Using the check marks in Adobe Connect, everyone who is okay with the word interim, please give me a check mark.
Interim. Okay. Moment.
Okay, for the word interim, either give me a check mark or an X in Adobe Connect for the word interim. I'm seeing one X and one check mark.
Two X's.
Okay, we do not want the word interim.
Okay, so lot of X's.
Okay. Now, the one thing, I've just seen a note from Dave, and I really would not like to see the word draft in there because, put it this way, based on comments that the board has already made, we've already been shot down because the board has said, this report is incomplete, this is, on one hand, the word draft makes it look like we really just don't have anything to say pending what a draft comes out. And I really think what we've got so far is more than that. I mean, do we want to say something to the board, or do we let another DAG go out without it considering what we want to say? Okay, that's what I need to ask this group. So let's please agree on something. If we can't get past the name of the thing, it's very frustrating. Okay, let alone the contents of this. So,
okay.
Elaine's milestone definition. A milestone is a scheduled event signifying the completion of a major deliverable. I will consider the handing of this to the board for its meeting on the 28th. That is an event-based deliverable. Is that not the definition of this? Okay, or interim says this is a snapshot and it is not our final report, but the milestone is the board meeting of the 28th where this is to be presented. So personally, I don't care. Let's pick something and move on.
Okay, I don't care neither. It's only a remark, and since there is a lot of objection, no problem. Perhaps you can find another title, but I don't. We can go ahead.
Okay, Elaine, what is your preference?
Interim. No, sorry, milestone.
Okay, Andrew.
Milestone.
Okay. Dave, I heard you say you didn't care. Rafiq?
My stone.
Okay.
My stone.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. Let's just agree on milestone for the time being and move on. We've really got a lot of ground to cover here.
Okay.
All right. So, moving right along. The status of this document paragraph underneath meant to explain what this is. So regardless of the one word name for it, what we're trying to say is that we've met our initial goals and the reporting is here. So in other words, we've identified additional work items to be done, but most of the work of this group will have been done for this report. So that is the intention, and so hopefully once we get past the word milestone, this will explain what status this document is. Okay. So I'll take your attention down. So the first redlined item that we have, I believe, is in issue 2.1 on line number 172 and 175. By the way, can everybody scroll themselves on this document?
Yes.
Can Adobe Connect?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Okay, so...
No, sorry, I can't. Sorry, I can't. I'm sorry.
Elaine, go ahead.
Thanks. I was just wondering about line 161. If we still have in brackets, full consensus or consensus for the recommendations. Are we...
Line number?
Line 161. There is full consensus, comma, consensus in the working group to release the following recommendations for approval by the chartering organization. So we have to pick one or the other.
Oh, I see. In line 161, line 164. Okay, well, since we haven't reached that yet, my hope is to get consensus by the end of this week to release this. And so we will know the answer to this after we're through going through this document, and we can make sure that we've got full, that we've got everyone's consent to go forward. It's probably the one thing on this that we haven't agreed on yet because we don't have that yet to agree on. So hopefully this is the last thing that we can take out one of the choices by the end of this week.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. So so modifications to 2.1. We've added a couple of things to reflect other discussions. So modifications to the continued operation instrument obligation. And exceptions to the register and registrar separation. Regardless of the level of consensus achieved, these are issues that we did discuss, so they justify going in here. Tijani, go ahead.
Yes, since we are finalizing the text, in line 165, there is five categories, but there are six categories, so we have to change it. And at the beginning of the line also, to be made available for potential applicants, I would say for eligible applicants, because potential applicants cannot be in need of support. So those two modifications, if possible.
Okay, so if I read this right, so Carla, you've got the pen for doing the changes on this? Carla?
Sorry, what is the change proposed?
Okay, the proposed changes are both on line 168, if I read to Jenny right, to take out the word potential and to take out the word five.
Hi, Evan, this is Carla. Sorry, I was on mute.
Okay, so you'll be tracking the changes that we're talking about here?
Yes. So on line 166, take off the word potential.
And the word five.
And the word five. So those two are out.
Tijani, does that meet with what you're asking?
Yes, I am asking for replacing potential by eligible and replacing five by six.
Well, why don't we just take out the word potential and leave it like that, because if something's ineligible, then it wouldn't be here.
It's also ambiguous, because if it is for all applicants, it's not the case here. It's only for eligible applicants for the support, for applicants who are our subject. That's why
okay.
I...
Okay, so changing potential to eligible.
Yes.
And we'll take out the word five, so we don't even need to say how many.
Okay. Good.
So does anybody have an objection to changing the word potential to eligible?
Eligible.
Okay, not seeing any objections. Thank you to Jenny. Okay. Any objections to the two additions that are made on lines 172 and 175? Okay, not having heard any, then let's move on. Okay, the next changes take place in 2.2 sub 6, which is on lines 214 to 218. So we took out their strong support but significant opposition that there should be that the cost should be reduced to applicants that meet the criteria. We got consensus. Tijani, go ahead.
Yes, this is one of the points that the result of the poll was opposite to the discussion we had in the calls. But if this is the final decision, we have only to remove point six, because we are telling that we are not suggesting anything. So why are we putting it here? Understand?
So
are we talking about line 216?
Yes.
And you're saying that we're not adding anything new to Johnny? Is that what you're saying?
Repeat. I didn't understand.
Are you saying that we should take it out because it's not adding anything new?
Yes. We are not recommending anything. We say we don't have to recommend. So why it is here?
Well,
it is our discussion. We are describing our discussion. It's not important for them.
The reason for that is anytime we're going to come up with things like this, if we're going to suggest perhaps a cost reduction, then it might be useful to determine why it is we're thinking that this might be reduced.
But we said we cannot recommend to reduce it.
So you're saying to just take out number six because that's not really a recommendation?
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone have a comment on what Tijani is proposing, which is to just totally take out number six? Rafiq, go ahead.
Just to ask, I'm a little bit lost what we are talking about exactly.
Okay. In the paragraph from line 214 to 218, essentially what Tijani is saying is that there's no point in just having a discussion point that doesn't have a specific consensus, no consensus opinion. So number six, with the part that's already stricken from that, basically is redundant in terms of a report trying to give recommendations and opinions. If I read you right, Tijani, that's what you're saying,
yeah,
that we should just take out number six because in its current form, it really doesn't offer any benefit in our report.
Exact.
Elaine, go ahead.
Yes, thanks. I can see what Tijani's saying because the way it reads now is fixed costs of $100,000 and a total cost of previous round of applications might not be relevant to the new GTLD applicant. It says nothing. So I agree that we need to leave in the stricken part that notes that we had a discussion about this and what our group agreed upon because it was part of our initial snapshot recommendation. So I don't think we should leave it the way it's currently edited, but either recognize that we don't have agreement or take out the whole thing.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying, taking out all of number six.
But if we take out all of number six, then we haven't addressed the fact that we previously recommended it in the snapshot.
What it means is that in part of our ongoing work, we're going to have to give the rationale for this. So rather than saying we discussed whether there's rationale, the onus is on us now going forward that if we're making the recommendation, we need to either provide the rationale or withdraw. Elaine, does that answer? I mean, this is part of why this is not a final report. In order for us to back up some of what we're saying, we're going to have to give a little bit more rationale.
Okay, can you just tell me why we would strike that last, the last phrase there?
I believe that is based on the survey where we said where rather than strong support, we actually had widespread support close to consensus that the cost should be reduced. So rather than strong support but significant opposition, we actually had a consensus on that.
Yeah.
Jenny, go ahead.
Yes, that's one of the points that I want to ask, and I asked you this point at the beginning of the meeting. The survey gives, if you want, results that are opposite to the discussion inside the calls. My problem is that perhaps people answered the wrong answer because they perhaps didn't get the if you want the what's behind it. So I don't know. I there was only Alan who has this position. All the others who had the position that we had in the snapshot. So I am really worried about it.
I don't think the survey could have been any more clear to Jenny in saying, do you disagree or agree with this statement? And essentially we had a significant preponderance of people that said that the point that was in 216 to 218 is a consensus and not just strong support. So if the group is discussing one thing and then when it comes down to a hard and fast question of do you agree or disagree with this point, and we make it clearly and we have a clear result. If it's confusing, you're absolutely right. It is confusing. So I don't know what to answer you. We tried to ask a simple question on do you agree or disagree with this sentence. And based on the input on that, we received a fairly clear answer, which, as you say, may be contradictory with some of the discussions. But we have to come up with something for next week. And so in the point behind doing the survey was to try and give some clarity to discussions that in some cases were definitive and in some cases were not. This is one area where it was not definitive. We put forward the question, got a fairly definitive answer.
Evan, may I?
Go ahead.
So I don't have the full results right in front of me, so I can't take a look at how the numbers split out, but I do not strongly support this concept that we should review the $100,000 fee basis. So, I mean, if you want to say there is support,
the statement is not that it should be reviewed. The statement is that it should be reduced.
Yes, my concern is perhaps because we didn't give all the alternatives for this issue, for any issue. You put in the poll. If we give all alternatives and ask the support for which one you are supporting, it will be perhaps more clear for everyone. Perhaps
right. Here is that $100,000 fee might not be relevant to new GTLD applicants. That's totally different than saying we want to reduce it or we think it needs to be reviewed.
Okay, we're coming back right to first principles here. Have we not? Okay. Okay, I'm really at a loss here because we have been debating this from day one, and we still don't have an agreement on this. The intent of the survey was to say, here's a statement. Do you agree or disagree with this statement? Because it was in the last draft. We did get consensus on it. And now everyone's saying that there is not consensus. So what you're saying in the discussion is not what you said in the survey. And so I really don't know what to say.
Even I am not, I don't want to make it messy, but it's only a concern. If you want to, you can go ahead. It's not a problem.
Well,
but it's a feeling that I have. I feel uncomfortable. That's all. And you can go ahead.
Okay. Well, right now I'm trying to get a handle on the specific paragraph that is in, that is number 6, that is line 214 to 218. Okay? The point you raised to Jenny is a good one, that based on information from the survey that indicated that we had consensus that the cost should be reduced, number 6 is really very is we have not yet researched the 100,000, and perhaps this point should come out to be addressed in a later document by us.
Yes.
So does anyone have a suggestion of other wording of how to handle this? Okay. So, all right. We will tentatively take out number 6. If anybody has a suggested alternative wording to this paragraph, please submit it between now and the next meeting. Tentatively, this is coming out based on Tijani's correct suggestion and comment. So if there is an intention to put something else here, please try and word it in such a way that it brings forward what the group wants to do, and let's move forward. Okay. On the paragraph from 219 to 224, that was changed from minority to consensus based on the survey. And this, again, addresses the $100,000 base cost. And so, in fact, this paragraph becomes our number 6. The previous paragraph gets taken out, and the paragraph starting at line 219 becomes our number 6. Does anyone have a strong problem with this?
No, it's not the same, no. I don't agree. What begin 219? May I speak?
Yes.
Okay. What begin in 219 is another is something which is we decide to put it 221. You remember? It's a sub sub numbering of 22. Okay. Because it is how to say it is support for IDN strings for needy applicants. So
right now I'm on the paragraph between 219 and 224. That's not about IDN strings.
219? The version 18 I have. I have in 220 support for build-out and underserved languages and scripts.
Okay, then, all right, sorry that I apologize because I'm getting my line numbers mixed between the version that Avery sent out to the mailing list and the one that's in Adobe Connect right now, so I apologize because that's the one I had been working with. So to Jenny, I apologize. I'm talking about right now,
You're talking about the line that begins, there was a minority, which is crossed out, and then consensus view, that in light of the complexity, that line, right?
Hey, Carla, can you help me out? The version that's in Adobe Connect right now does not match the version that Avery sent out.
Correct.
Okay. I've been working with one because I've got a really small screen for Adobe Connect.
It's the version 18.
Yes.
Can you, Carla, please change it and put version 18?
Okay, sorry, there's a version 18 and then there's a V2 18. Okay,
yes.
That's the one that is up here. All right. I'm sorry,
Evan, this is Carla. So I uploaded the latest that Avery sent, which is V2.18.
V2.
Wasn't that what you needed?
Yeah, and also V2.
18, that's it.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so what... What I'm talking about is the part between 219 and 224. That is our new point 6. You see that there, to Jenny?
No, I don't follow.
In light of
I'm sorry. There is a problem of numbering for me.
Okay.
I see. The
beginning of line 219 is the word, there is a consensus view that in light of complexity of the calculation. Is that not what you have in front of you?
Yes.
Okay. The point I'm making is that is now our point 6. Because we've just eliminated the preceding paragraph. That's all. Okay. Does anyone have a problem with this paragraph, 219 to 224? This shift from minority to consensus was based on results of the survey. And yes, that does indicate that the voting in the survey does seem to contradict what we had in the discussion, but again, the issue was fairly clear. We put out the statement, a clear majority of you agreed with this statement. So if some of you commented against it in discussions, we had a clear majority of people that agreed with this paragraph in the survey question.
Ivan, I am sorry, but the last version Avery sent, she didn't put it like this. She put what was the result of the poll, and this was before the poll. So she only put the consensus, which is we don't have anything to recommend. So I am not sure this is the last version that we have on the Adobe Connect. I don't know.
Well, the consensus is right now it's too difficult to determine, meaning more work is necessary. So either we basically have a consensus that we need to know more before we can come up with a judgment on this.
Yes.
So you can say that we haven't come up with a recommendation, or we can say that we'd like to, but we don't know enough.
Yes, it's a good thing. So you don't have to remove point number 6.
Right. So, okay. So we're moving ahead. Is there a problem? So we've discussed the wording. The survey gave us the fact that this is a consensus view. And, okay. Okay, moving on to 225 to 230. Again, we went from full consensus to consensus, that is not unanimous, based on the results of the survey, so on 2.2.1. And in the case of 2.2.1A, line 232, again, based on the survey, we were able to determine that this was consensus for this. In 239, we took out the brackets, so we know that this is a minority view. On the paragraph from 239 to 245, we were able to take out the brackets on 247 to 249. And just going down. So the next change is in lines 270 and 271. Okay, does anybody have any comments on this? So this is talking about the program development function. And we did not have the consensus on the form such a group should take. In fact, we had almost an even four-way split between people that thought it should be a contracted body, somebody that thinks it should be ICANN staff, whether it should be ICANN's discretion, whether ICANN should stay out of it and leave it to the rest of the world. We had almost a four-way even split on that, so I think that's as good a definition of no consensus on anything as we could get. So there was consensus that there should be something, but absolutely no consensus on how. So we've taken out that paragraph. Does anybody have any comments or suggestions of what to do with this paragraph, or just to leave it as is with that modification that Avery has made? Okay, no comments, no hands up. So we will move forward. So, okay. Go ahead.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I was just reading through the. I'm sorry to take us back, but I was reading through the 239 to 245, and the last sentence that you have, this community endorsement must come from organizations, NGOs, and local companies from within the language script community. Mm-hmm. Did we add that afterwards? Because I thought it seems to be a repeat of what we have up higher.
This is just unchanged from the. This is just unchanged from what you were working with on Friday.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I was traveling on Friday. Wasn't able to be there.
And I wasn't the call either. So I have
okay.
To accept that this was the result of what came out on Friday, but from what Avery has told me is that the red line that is in this document is red line compared to the results of Friday. So I'm at an equal loss to you. I mean, I don't have a problem with the sentence as stated, but do you have a problem with it?
It was new, and I was trying to think of if it doesn't kind of repeat what we have up above.
If it's accidentally repetitious, that's not a problem. If it's accidentally contradictory, that is.
Okay, yeah. The way that it's written, it says this community endorsement must come from organizations, NGOs, and local companies from within the language script community. That would imply, if I read it literally, that they must have endorsement of all, and I think our intent was to have endorsement of somebody within that community, right? One of those groups.
I don't necessarily read that as all,
okay.
Interpretation.
I might just suggest that it would be clearer if we said and or if we said could come from organizations. Either one of which seems to be more the intent of what we discussed.
I don't agree with changing must to could, because then that allows you to circumvent the whole thing.
Okay, that's not the intent of the language, right? So then how about I haven't agreed from Elaine. How about and or?
Okay, I'm okay with that. So Carla, on the issue is on line 244.
No. Yeah, please.
To change and to and/or.
Please.
Go ahead.
I have my hand. Okay. If you change it, that means that it is sufficient. If you have companies, for example, from the community who endorse it, is it sufficient? You remember when we tackled this subject, we said it is important the endorsement of the community to be served, the community. You can find in the community companies or, I don't know, if you have multiple endorsement, it will be really coming from the community. If it is only from one of the component of this community, it's not. I don't think it's a community endorsement.
Okay, I see your point, and to Jenny, I think I would agree with you.
Okay, let me rebut this. I understand what Tajani is saying. The goal is to make this practical. We've already determined that this is a minority view, and I think realistically, if you're talking about someone who is coming in from outside who is trying to provide a service, then the purpose of this is to get them in the door and get them to provide this service. The more complex it is, the more number of people that they need to bring together, the more difficult this is. And given that in many countries and in many communities, it's a little bit unclear who is going to speak for and who might ratify this, I think that an and/or is both practical and gets us most of what we're looking for. Otherwise, I think it's going to be almost I understand the goal. I don't think it's very, 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 very. It's going to be. I don't think it's going to be possible to put into action.
Well, to Jenny, did you support this view in the survey?
In the survey.
Yes. It's a minority view, so clearly not a majority of people supported this statement.
Yes, exactly.
So, but Tajani, you voted for A as opposed to B.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, and so if we've already determined this is a minority view, then the minority view I think is aimed at trying to make it as practical as possible and, frankly, as easy as possible for others to get in to provide these services.
I will agree with you, Andrew. Given that this was a minority viewpoint, the people putting forward the minority viewpoint, I think, get to define this. We've made it clear that this was not a widely held view.
Right.
It's important that we be accurate in reflecting the view, even though it was not the consensus.
Okay, and so I will tell you, as one of the people who is putting forward this minority view and speaking on its behalf, that the idea is that yes, we want to have a connection with the community, but no, we do not wish to make it such an onerous test that it will discourage people from participating.
Okay. Given that this is a minority view, I don't think we need to get consensus on this call in agreement with that wording. I think you're right, Andrew, that, you know, what we need to do is get an agreement amongst the people that agree with this particular phrase. Elaine, go ahead.
Thanks. So I'm reading 232 says there was consensus, blah, 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 explicit endorsement from. And then point B is there was a minority view that those who don't meet the need requirement have explicit endorsement. So isn't the difference between these two paragraphs need or not need? And
exactly.
You keep saying it's a minority view, but A says there's consensus.
A and B are different things. A has consensus, B does not. So
if A has consensus, then we need to agree on the call what the wording should be.
Are we discussing the wording of A? Because that's, again, that goes back to the survey. We said, do you agree with this statement? We got consensus. That's 232 to 237.
So that's what we're talking about, the and or the support must come from organizations.
Oh, Elaine, we're talking about 239 to 245.
We are?
Evan, if I could, because I think I can make this simpler.
Well, hold on. Before you do, Elaine, what Andrew is talking about is a change to the phrase B in 239 to 245. He's actually looking to change the word and to and or in line 244.
No, that's not my understanding at all. Is that right?
Okay, Andrew, what are you asking for?
Okay, I think this is just a wording problem. The way that I read it, when we're going through this, the goal of A was to say that we effectively agree on almost everything, guys. I mean, the A says that this is only open to people who have need, and B suggests that it can be open to people who don't have need but who want to serve the needy community in some connection with that community, right?
Right.
Now, let's make it as simple as possible. The way that we've got A written, it sounds to me as if they need to have support must come, must is a hard word in some ways too, must have support come from organizations, NGOs, and local companies from within the language script community. Now, if the way I read that, that means that you have to check all three of those boxes because it's an and. Okay?
So we have consensus that if you meet all the checks, then yes. Okay. Keep going.
Okay. Now, if the goal – now, let's take an example. I'm sorry Eric isn't here because he's so good with these examples. But let's take an example of a community where you have – where you might have a community group that's pushing this forward but not a commercial group to support them. Okay? Maybe that's a far-fetched case, but I don't think so. In that case, it would fail the test in A and it would fail the test in B. All I am suggesting is, because I really thought we were very, very close to agreement on this, and I would like the document to reflect that. A says you need to have connection to the community, and it's only for applicants that are in need. And B says that there should be connection to the community, but that there is, but that other people who don't have need but who wish to serve that community can participate. If we can say that as simply as possible, I think that that's much better than what we have right now, which is. The way that it's written, it sounds like it's an onerous test to me.
Okay.
For both sides.
Andrew,
for both need and non-need candidates.
Andrew, we got 1 week to go before this has to go out.
I understand.
Talking about rewriting this. Unless you've got wording to rewrite to do this that we can get everyone to agree on, I would really prefer, at this point, at least for 232 to 237, not to muck with that because that was agreed to. Okay.
Okay. I'm just trying to be. I'm trying to make it clear. That's all. I think that the and suggests that it needs to have all three of those groups. I'm not sure that's what your intent was. That's all. Certainly, in the minority view, I don't think that it makes sense to have all of those groups. The goal is to get people in the minority view.
Okay. Well. All right. I'm with you on changing 244 from and to and or. I'm definitely
mm-hmm.
with you on that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, to Jenny. Oh, Elaine, go ahead.
Yeah, that just doesn't make any sense to me that if you don't have need, the requirements are looser than if you do have need. If you do have need, it should be easier for you to get this sort of support, right? I mean, if you need explicit endorsement from a community and you have to get endorsement from organizations, NGOs, and companies, and you have need, why is that position more difficult to achieve than the minority position?
I don't read it that way. The way I'm reading it is there's full consensus on the tough requirements and a minority view on looser requirements. To state that very simply.
But the minority view is that those who don't meet the need requirement.
Which is a looser requirement. So A is...
I guess I read it the way Elaine reads it. I'm trying to type that, but it didn't go in.
Okay.
Okay, so let me say...
Full consensus on tight requirements.
Let me give you an example.
Minority on a looser requirement.
All right, so I am... I'm applying for .Zulu, and I meet the need requirements. I have to go to South Africa. I have to get endorsement from organizations, NGOs, and local companies in order to get this sort of benefit. Now, I'm also a different applicant for .Zulu. I don't meet the need requirement. And so now I only have to get endorsement from a company or an NGO.
And that is why the second scenario is a minority view and the first one is a consensus view.
Evan?
Yes, to Janet.
Even if it's a minority view, it was the text, the wording of the question that you asked in the poll. So if you want to change it, perhaps people who will be in this minority will not be the same. You understand? So we agreed at the beginning that we will accept the result of the poll, even if we are not. I am not convinced it is the point of view of the group. But it is we don't have other alternative now.
Okay. The one thing that we have full consensus on is for the tight requirement that's listed in 232 to 237. That one is not changing. Okay. What we are arguing about is the minority view that there be, for certain kinds, that there be looser requirements. Elaine, does that not make sense? We have a consensus that it's a tight requirement, and we have a minority saying that the requirement should be lesser.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, if you pose this question to me, the way it's written here, instead of saying, I guess that's okay, I would not agree to I would not agree to A. I think if you're
going to... Okay, sorry, I'm not going back to retaking the survey. It was worded explicitly that way.
The survey did not reflect this language. But I guess that's the issue. I mean,
okay.
The way it's written, I can't support it.
Need to go back and say, is this what everybody agreed to? Because that, oh boy. Okay. We're not touching 232 to 237. Okay. Andrew, do you want to reword the minority view on 239? I totally agree with you on and/or, but if that is, but if that is not properly reflecting the view of the minority as expressed there, let's fix that.
Okay. Can I let's keep going and let me think about it. And if I do, it'll be small, and I'll send it straight to you. Okay.
Okay. That works.
Evan, this is Carla. Do you still want to change on line 244, add or, like it's NGOs and
yes.
Or local companies?
You proposed this. Does anybody have an objection with changing and to and or on 244? I think that's a basic thing we can agree on here, Andrew.
Sure.
Does anyone disagree with that? Because I agree with you that for the point of view where you're bringing across that having all of the check marks goes back to the tougher requirement that's in A. Okay. No disagreement? Okay, let's move on. All right, so the next changes in this are in 2.3.1 on lines 271 to 270, from 267 to 276, there's a significant part that's been struck. So I want to get everybody's comments on this.
It's 231B, is it?
On A. So
A, okay.
Okay, so we're now back. So this is the paragraph 231A, which is 267 to 276. We struck some out. And with the intention that this looks a little cleaner on basically trying to describe the lack of consensus. I mean, this goes back to the program development function on which, as I said, we had a four-way split. We did not come to agreement. We agreed that there should be something, there was no agreement on how. Does anyone have any comments or suggested changes to this, essentially? we need to bring across that that's what our viewpoint was. We all agreed there should be some kind of program development fund, but couldn't agree how. Okay, moving on. The next thing, 2.4 is a total rewrite. So I'd like to draw your attention to 2.4, which is on lines 301 to 321. And so, as I just said, this is a total rewrite based on what was conveyed in the survey. So I'd like everybody to take a moment to read it and give any comments. This was an attempt to do our best guess at putting forward the point of view of the group based on the feedback that we had both in discussions and the survey. The financial continued operation instrument, I guess, is you know, the assurance that the financial assurity instrument for maintaining stability and continuity, and so there was discussion on and differences on whether or not what was in the DAG should be maintained for an applicant from a developing economy. So, does anyone have any comments? To Jenny, go ahead.
Yes, here it is the most problematic point, because during all the calls we had, we didn't. Perhaps one was gave the point that was a winner in the poll, and here we see that we can't give a proposal for the period because the poll the way it was if you want ask it wasn't clear for people, it seems. That's all.
Okay. Well, there was clarity that people agreed that there should be, there was a majority, I don't think I was part of that majority, that said that the continuity period should be reduced.
Yes.
Okay. So that we can agree on. Is there agreement on the paragraph from 302 to 307?
Yes.
Does anyone have a problem with that paragraph from 302 to 307? Okay. So, okay. Now, just a note that we are, without even looking, we are an hour into this call, and this is a one-hour call. So do we feel that we can at least tackle this one before the end of the call? Are we okay? All right, so we're going to move on and at least try and tackle 2.4. Okay, so we're agreed on 302 to 307. Okay, on the paragraph of, on the point A of 308 to 314. Tijani, you have a problem with this?
I have a problem with what is written here compared with the result of the poll. Because on the poll, the question was, do you agree that the period must be reduced to 1 year? And people said no. The majority said no.
Yes.
But there was not a question about to be reduced to 6 months.
So
here you put, there is no consensus, so nothing.
Okay. So in other words, we... okay. So... Yeah, so what was in the survey, if I remember, is accurately in that point B, that the continued operation period for the financial instrument be shortened from 3 years to 1 year. There was disagreement with that.
Yeah. But but why you put there is no consensus for A?
I can't. Avery wrote that. I can't speak for her. So.
Because during the calls, there was a majority with A.
Okay. I think what's happening is that, and I can't speak for Avery, but my guess is that because this was specifically in the registry failover plan that she tried to address it here. But I agree with you, it was not in the survey. Elaine, go ahead.
No.
Thanks. Aubrey sent an email earlier this week discussing why she picked this language. I guess you could reference that to see her reasoning. What she sent made sense to me.
Okay. So, Elaine, are you agreeing with leaving A in there as is?
Yes.
Okay. Tijani, since we have to come back and we're going to pick this up on Friday, could you have a look at Avery's email about this? And if you still object, then we'll come back to this.
I can give you the historical facts. When the poll was done, Alan argued that you only asked about 1 year. You didn't ask about 3 months or 6 months. So it wasn't clear. And I think this is the origin of this modification that Avery did.
Okay. Clearly the one that is in A was not in the survey. I agree
yeah.
with 100%. That
yeah.
doesn't mean that we have to exclude it here if we can come to a consensus within the phone call. That we did not, well, basically we're saying what we didn't agree on. Well, there's a ton of things we didn't agree on.
But on this point, we agreed. That's why you didn't put it in the poll.
The 6 months?
The 6 months, yeah. You can come back to the previous version and you'll see.
Okay, Carla, let's make a note of that. I'm going to have to go back to Avery and we'll take this into email between now and Friday. Of this
okay.
Day. We'll leave in B because I was in the survey.
This is Carla. So the note that you want is to review A, 2.4A?
Specifically lines 310 to 312, and we have to take that to the email list and see if we can come to an agreement on how that shows up in this report.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. There doesn't appear to be any disagreement about the phrase B from 313 to 314. Okay, what about the section 315 to 321? Okay, this is also based on what was in the survey, essentially saying strong support with significant opposition, and the other point that we got consensus. I'm thinking that perhaps the last sentence on 319 to 321 should probably be broken into another part C, because that is a separate thing on which we got consensus. So, Carla, I'm going to suggest breaking where it says there was consensus to essentially making that a new paragraph and starting that as point C.
Okay.
Does anybody have any comment or disagreement with any of the stuff from lines 13 to 321? Okay, having heard no disagreement. So, given the fact we will take that that part that Tijani mentioned, the 310 to 312, we will put that on the mailing list, discuss that in anticipation of the next meeting. We will stop here at line 322, and basically, if it's possible to talk about any disagreements in this draft in email between now and Friday, it will make Friday go faster. But having said that, so we will pick this up then, and I guess that ends the call, and we will see you on Friday.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye.